more done. Get amazing deals going on right now at Prairie Land Partners. Receive a $2,250 bonus when you purchase two or more implements with a new 5E three-cylinder tractor, plus huge cash savings. Don't wait. Stop by or visit PrairieLandPartners.com. Offer ends July 31st, 2023. Some restrictions apply. See PLP for details. Prairie Land
Partners. KVOE News Time is 7:20. It is Newsmaker time here today. It's Battle of the Badges preview time here today. We've got Susan Fahler, Dominic Vortherms, and Jill Cook joining us here on the KVOE Sutherland studio line. Jill's joining us via phone. Susan and Dominic are in studio here today. Susan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fantastic.
Good. Glad to have you in. Dominic, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. It's nice and cool this morning, so I'm very happy.
Yes, the cloud cover helps, doesn't it? And Jill, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm well.
Good. Well, Susan, it's that time. Battle of the Badges. When and where are we? Where are we going to be loading up here?
We are August 9th and August 10th. That's Wednesday and Thursday from 12 to 6, and then August 11th, which is Friday, from 8 to 2, and that will be at 12th Avenue Baptist Church.
Okay, so basically the same location you've been at for years. Typically we talk about, you know, the drive itself and kind of get started on the need for blood, but I wanted to start here with the partnership that the Red Cross has been able to really maintain and develop here with 12th Avenue as your host site for this location.
Yes, we are very grateful. They have a nice big parking lot for all of the masses of people that are going to come in and donate, and then the fire and the police station, those guys can all bring in their equipment and things, so that if you want to bring a little one to come and look at it, then they can come see that. So you can't miss us. We're all over.
Good deal. What's the need, Susan? What is the need here that you're seeing going into battle?
Well, as always, during summer, we're always in a shortage for blood due to people going on vacation, students not being in school, and more than 20% of our blood comes from students. So we'd really like to try to get them to start coming in the summer. And as always, like you said, we're always in a shortage in the summer. So this blood drive always comes at an ideal time for us, because we're really, by August time, we are really in more need than we are in July, even.
All blood types or anything?
All blood types.
Okay, good deal. Yep. Dominic, get a chance to ask you here what it's like to be involved with this. Maybe not so much on the competition/partnership side, but just kind of the atmosphere that you guys helped to foster here for Battle of the Badges.
You know, I think it's a good team atmosphere with all the agencies that are here to help and try to get the quotas filled for the blood need for the Red Cross. But I mean, it's a fun time. There's a lot of bantering back and forth, goofing around, putting stickers on each other's backs. You know, it's just a fun event. You know, it's one of my favorite events of the year that we get to partake in. And it's one time that all the agencies are there, not under a stressful situation, besides the fire department trying to burn all the hot dogs. That's the most stressful thing there. But it's the one time that we all get to just kind of relax and enjoy ourselves a little bit.
Now, I have to bring this up, because in normal circumstances, we would have Fire Marshal Reason Bradford here for retortal and rebuttal, but he's not here. We tried to get a hold of him, or at least Susan did, to go ahead and get things lined up, and he is elsewhere. So he'll be in on a future program to try to give a retort. So, Jill, I want to bring you in here on the program and ask kind of what your thoughts are on the just kind of the general atmosphere and that camaraderie, good-natured ribbing that happens, you know, now and then also through the event coming up in early August.
Sure. I don't think there's much I can add that hasn't already been said. It's a really fun event. It's an opportunity for us to get together, see each other outside of stressful situations of calls, and it's good. It's good to see the community come together and provide.
Right.
It's just a fun event.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things, too, is it kind of highlights, in a way, it highlights the work that fire and EMS and law enforcement have to deal with on a daily basis. You know, we talk about the camaraderie a lot, but it also really highlights the life-saving work that you, all three departments, are involved in. And, Jill, I wanted to get your perspective on that to get us started.
I'm probably not the one to start with that.
Uh-oh. That's all right. Should we go with Dominic then first?
Sure.
Okay. Dominic, talk a little bit about that, you know, the life-saving work that all of these, you know, agencies and partners are involved with, and how Battle of the Badges puts that into bigger focus maybe than at other points of the year.
You know, you go to any car crash or major car accident, you know, a fatal call for service or an injured person, maybe at a domestic violence call or anything like that, they have a need for blood, possibly. You know, our numbers are critically low right now, so we know this blood drive will help feed that need for blood in our area, and may help save a life of someone you know, or a community member. And I think that's a huge deal. If you have the ability to help someone in need, and I think some of the new stuff with the blood drive, you can even know where that blood goes later, right?
Yes.
That's something you can actually, you know, as that blood is used on another party, you know what it was for. So I think that's a little comforting too. You know, it's just not there. You are actually helping someone. You can actually think, it's like, hey, I helped this person out. Mm-hmm. I think that's huge.
Yeah. And Jill, you know, one of the things, you know, we talk about the good natured ribbing at the partnerships that are in place strictly for Battle of the Badges, but clearly it goes well beyond that, because police, fire, EMS, sheriff's office, and other partners with law enforcement, you guys interact with each other daily and sometimes numerous times per day.
Absolutely, yes. We're all a community together. We want everyone to go home, provide the best resources to their community.
Okay, I'm going to ask before we go here, because part of this, you know, we talk about the back and forth. This is the popularity contest. So I'm assuming that this is part of the contest again this year.
Yes, it will be. So when donors come in, they will get to vote for their favorite first responders.
Please.
Yeah. Law enforcement, since they're here and representing today. Mm-hmm. And then not only that, but all of the donors will also receive a Battle of the Badges t-shirt. And we have several different promotions going on during August. So we'll have the Battle of the Badges shirt. And there's a $10 e-gift card to a movie merchant of your choice. And there's also a chance to win a trip for two to New York for a three-night private shark dive. And that includes airfare, a three-night hotel, transportation to the Long Island Aquarium, and a $1,000 gift card.
Awesome.
So, yes, and all that is because Discovery is celebrating the 35th anniversary of Shark Week. And so our theme is don't be cold-blooded, give blood. But
nice.
I have another little special promotion that we're also going to be doing because of the fact that we know our blood supply is super low, and the other reason is because we are really trying to get our word out there that we need more blood donors. So all of the people that come in that are first-time blood donors will receive, well, they're going to have a chance to win a gift basket that's going to have a lot of different gift cards and things in it. So we've got already a $50 gas card for Max's BP, Trox Gallery and Gifts, Sweet Granada, Dynamic Disc, and we're working on some other ones. So get that chance to win that and also get the chance to save somebody's life. Can't think of anything better to do on August 9th, 10th, or 11th.
Good deal. Jill, I have to ask what the Sheriff's Office is going to be doing to maybe sway some votes for you guys this way.
Well, we usually provide the fruit afterwards. We are always there to help escort to and from the table to the area and just in there interacting with everyone.
Dominic, what enticements and inducements will you have? Kisses from Cops, again, going to be a feature for you guys?
Yeah, Kisses from Cops, that's got to be there. Be able to dish them out for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably help with cooking the hot dogs, or at least giving some guidance to Team Red. don't mind that. You know, I think there's going to be fruit cups from the law enforcement side, too. I think that's going to be one thing we do. And I'm sure there's some good banter going back and forth, maybe some joke telling. I think that's just expected or, you can see if it, a prank in action. If you're there giving blood, I think that's a must from us too. But those are some of the things I think you can expect, and I think we'll have another radio show too where you actually get it as we get closer to the real banter back and forth.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to have somebody to bounce off of.
Yeah, and I think he's out of town. You know, I think he went to Canada. I'm shocked they let him in. But I hope they let him back in to the States too. I want my friend back. But but yeah, I think we'll have another one to be really fun. So.
Real quick, Susan, before we wrap things up, we haven't talked about how you can maybe get on the schedule beforehand, and I'm assuming that's a really critical thing. Yeah, walk-ins are going to be welcome here, but you've got to get – I would assume appointments are the big deal.
Right. We're really encouraging appointments, then that way we know what to expect. We have X amount of staff that will be coming, so you go to redcrossblood.org. You can call 800-RED-CROSS, or you can always use the blood donor app.
Okay.
So those are the best ways. And I just want to say one last thing, and that is we are so grateful for our partnership with all of our first responders, but we also have such an awesome community and such caring first responders that they take the time to come and help at the blood drive, because I have some other ones where it's harder to get them to come, and it just really makes a major impact. It's nice because you can meet the folks that you may have to deal with. If have to deal with, that sounds bad.
Yeah, you may encounter.
You may encounter these folks if you ever are in an accident, sure, or need help. So I'm just really grateful for the partnership, and it really is fun. My favorite blood drive of all my drives throughout the year.
Any age limit for donors?
16-year-olds need a consent form. They can contact us. We can get those. And parents do have to sign them.
Okay.
And so that's the only age restriction. You could be 100 and still donate. I have a lady who's 96 and still donating blood.
Outstanding. August 9, 10, 11?
You got it.
12th Avenue Baptist Church?
You got it.
All right. Well, Susan, thanks much for your time here today, and we'll bring you back on here before you officially launch soon.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Dominic, thanks for your time here this morning.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jill, thanks for joining us here today. Have a great day.
Yes, thank you.
All right, that wraps up our Newsmaker segment. Did want to let you know that we will be scheduling tomorrow's here before the morning is out. Wednesday, we'll have Gina Sheevy joining us here in the morning show at 7:20, talking about the latest front porch jams of Lyon County.
And thanks all. Newsmaker brought to you this morning by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia, up on Highway 50. Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. KBOE Live and Local 734, 76 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Newman Regional Health Medical Partners Express Care has expanded hours, providing more opportunities for patients to get health care.